Nick Drake with Which Will. Avett Brothers gave us Paranoia in B-flat major. Then there was The Jam with English Rose from Almod Khan's. Paul Weller was in there with Roll Along Summer from As Is Now. Bon Iver gave us Perth from, do you know the record? No? One of those Bon Iver records. Laurie Anderson with Oh Superman. Then it was Ravi Shankar with Vandana Treyi from The Essential, Ravi Shankar. L1011 gave us Anxiety is Cheap. Do you know the record? No. Okay, no problem. We can all look it up. George Carlin gave us a bit of comedy called Rice Krispies. Elvin Esso gave us Die Young. The Counting Crows sang the Grateful Dead song Friend of the Devil from an album of theirs called Films About Ghosts, the best of the Counting Crows. Then it was Billy Bragg with Accidents Will Happen from, let me see if it's here. Here we go. Don't Try This at Home. The Mommy Heads gave us Amnesia Collective from Age of Isolation. And Jimbo Mathis and Andrew Bird sang Poor Lost Souls from These 13 Songs. And I should have said it before. The Bon Iver song is from Bon Iver, it says. Laurie Anderson's from Talk Normal. L1011 is from It's Still Like a Secret. And Elvin Esso's song is from AAA Radio Singles, July 2017. So it does have them listed. Hey, I'll see you all next week. Thank you all for listening. Here's a little, hope this is not too corny for you, but basically here's something for you. The two most important days of your life are one, the day you were born, and two, the day you, the two most important days of your life are one, is the day you were born, and two, is the day when you find out the reason why you were born. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Have a nice one. Bye-bye. WMFO Medford.
Good afternoon to you. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Starting up in just a moment. Stay tuned. That is coming up just shortly. I am going to be here live with you until 6 o'clock. So stay tuned. Keep it locked in right here. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I like to dream. Afternoon to you, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO and Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this program part of your Saturday afternoon. Phone lines are open. I'm here with you until 6 o'clock, 1 hour. I was originally going to do from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., but changing plans, life happens. Got surprised with a couple of tickets to the Rangers-Bruins preseason game tonight at the Garden, 7 p.m. puck drop. So I am going to be cutting out an hour earlier than anticipated. So instead of being with you from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., I'll be here with you from 5 p.m. to 6 o'clock. Phone lines are open. Call in if you're listening. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. As we sit here at the beginning of the month of October, we got a lot going on in sports. A lot going on, especially locally. But none more bigger than what is expected to transpire tomorrow night. Foxborough, the eyes of the football world will be watching. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, New England Patriots. By now, you know and I know the headlines. Former New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is returning to Foxborough for the first time since he played his final game as a Patriot on January 4th, 2020, that AFC wildcard game that he lost to the Tennessee Titans. It's the first time he'll be back in Foxborough since he announced his decision to leave. Back on March 18th, 2020. We all know the headlines. But during this segment, I'm not going to talk about the headlines because that's rather a little boring. But what I am going to talk about is some of the little things that I'm going to be looking out for in regards to tomorrow night. Number one, the first thing I'm going to be looking for is the ovation. I think it's fair to expect that Tom Brady As soon as he jogs out onto the field as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they are going to be cheering loudly. In fact, I expect that ovation to be so darn spectacular that I believe that the Patriot fans that'll be in attendance, they are going to cheer loudly, but also the Tom Brady fans that will also be there will, in fact, be cheering most loudly whenever he does something good. And I'm going to use this time to actually address that because it's been bucking the heck out of me for the past several days. Patriots fans here in New England are amazing. They are incredible. They are absolutely passionate. They are loyal. But I honestly think that tomorrow is going to be a real litmus test. Here's my reason why. The reason why I think it's going to be a real litmus test is because you're going to have a number of fans who will show up wearing Tom Brady apparel and as well as jerseys that are split between Patriots, Buccaneers. There'll be the number one Patriots label, or should I say the way that the number is designed, on one half of the jersey, and the other half of the jersey is going to be the number two, representing the team that he currently plays for. That is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And to be brutally honest, I honestly think that those are the worst. Those are the worst type of fans. I'm a Patriots fan. Yeah, I love the Patriots. Tom Brady leaves the door. Oh, no. I'm wearing a split jersey between Tom Brady's time at New England and the team that he plays for now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh. So what you mean is that you're not really a Patriots fan. You're more of a Buccaneers fan, right? Tomorrow's going to be a litmus test because I have a gut feeling that tomorrow's game is going to be an absolute blowout. Let's be honest about something for a moment. If you honestly think the Patriots are going to beat the Buccaneers tomorrow, you're delusional. Honestly, you're absolutely delusional. The Patriots are not beating the Buccaneers tomorrow. With the injuries that they have and the injuries that they have on both offense and defense, I'm not giving the Patriots much of a chance. And I'm a Patriots fan, but I'm also very real and very blunt. So take it as you may. I don't expect the Patriots to beat the Buccaneers tomorrow. In fact, if it's a blowout, which I wholeheartedly believe is going to be, you are going to see the true colors of this fan base like you never seen it before in the previous 20 years. You're going to see the hardcore Patriots fans who love and cheer for the team to the day that they die. And you're also going to see the Tom Brady fans. The Tom Brady fans that are there to cheer him on, not the team. And here's why I have a problem with that. Because as much as you want to make claim that you are a Patriots fan, truthfully, you're a Tom Brady fan, period. And I'm not going to hate you for that. And why should I? Why should I hate you for that? But your allegiance is to a player, not the team. Your quarterback is Mac Jones. I like what I've seen from Mac Jones so far. I have no reason to bash the man. I'm not going to. He actually is not one of your problems right now. He's actually the least of your problems right now if you're the Patriots. If you're just tuning in and you want to call in, you can. This show is live, not pre-recorded. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. So you're going to see the real hardcore fans versus the pink hat fans that will show up, that disguise themselves as Patriot fans, that will surely show up tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium. If anything, I'm more convinced that the Patriots, they're going to get their lunch handed to them. And Tom Brady wants nothing more than to come down to Foxborough and absolutely annihilate the Patriots' defense, which at times has looked absolutely putrid. Pass defense, brutal. Run defense, can't stop the run, can't stop a damn blood, a nosebleed. Can't stop it. I expect that this defense is going to get torched by Tom Brady tomorrow. Even though Rob Gronkowski is going to miss the game with the rib injury, and Antonio Brown is out on being injured, he still have more than enough weapons on that offense of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for them to actually dominate this game. As for the pageantry that'll take place itself, I'm sure that Tom Brady, he's going to have a moment where he looks emotional or he's going to feel emotional. But there's not a fan base in the NFL that knows him the way that the Patriots fans here in New England know him. He's going to block that all out. He's going to focus on trying to get a win because guess what? You still got a football game to play and you still got a football game to win. I'm not concerned about, well, the games was that Tom Brady and the Patriots, they're going to try to play against one another. I'm more focused on the fans and what the demographics of the game is going to be. Is it going to be 70% Patriot fans, 30% Tom Brady fans, or is it going to be 50-50? Patriot fans at 50%, Tom Brady fans at the other 50%. That's going to make up for the amount of fans that's going to be at the game tomorrow night. I think it's a fair question to ask because all that I've done and all that I've seen up and down Twitter all this week, Tom Brady's coming back. Oh, my God, my heart is coming back. I'm going to cry my tears out. I've seen maybe 75% of that more than the Patriots have a game that they have to win because if they lose, they are absolutely cooked. They are absolutely cooked. Let's be honest. If you're on social media this entire week, how many of Tom Brady's coming back to New England? Oh my God, I'm going to get emotional. We love you, Tom Brady. Versus the Patriots, they have a must win. And I know it's only week four, but the Patriots are at that point already where if they lose this game, they're going to fall to 1-3. For me, I'm going to give you my honest opinion and based on what I've observed, the answer to that is 70-30. 70% of Tom Brady's coming back, my heart. And then you got NBC with the ultimate promo of a lifetime, choosing Adele. Hello, it's me. I've been wondering, goodness grief. I want to do all of you a favor. Like, seriously. Because the more I think about it, the more fired up I am like, man, tomorrow night is going to be so interesting. So interesting. At Aspen Dental, we help you find. So I'll be the first to tell you that if you are the Patriots and if you're watching this game tomorrow or if you want to be at the game tomorrow, be honest with me for a moment, please.
Hello.
Yes. What you're hearing is Adele. Hello. I mean, NBC with quite the music selection. They chose this song of all songs for Tom Brady's return to New England tomorrow night. I mean, I'm not upset at NBC at all. I thought it was an interesting choice for both the entertainment and as well as trying to promote the game because they know this is the biggest regular season game of 2021. No question. But what they also realize is that there are going to be a bunch of Tom Brady lovers who are going to be happy to see their ex again after 20 years and a divorce that went absolutely sour according to Seth Wickersham's book. Bill Belichick wouldn't even give his ex-quarterback the time of day to see him in person. How the hell do you explain that? I don't think you can even begin to explain it. And I know I'm a bit all over the place. because this song has got me all over the place emotionally. Like, oh my. Natalia, I'm sorry for everything that I've done. When I call you, you never seem to be home. That is literally befitting on Bill Belichick. Literally. Hold on a minute. I gotta pause this song. That lyric right there, I'm telling you, it's absolutely befitting. But when I call you, you never seem to be home. Brady calls Bill Belichick. I'm not available to meet in person, but we can have a phone conversation. Like, absolutely, like, are you effing kidding me? Like, are you honestly effing kidding me? You're so damn proud that you can't meet the man in person to have a conversation. Yet? You want to talk about, there's no quarterback I'd rather play for. Or have a, there's no quarterback that I would rather have than Tom Brady. Like a bunch of baloney. I want to continue to play this song in the background. Like, that verse alone epitomizes Bill Belichick streaming towards Tom Brady. And Tom Brady can say at least that he tried and that he wanted to stay in New England. Goodness grief. I'll be the first to tell you that if you are the Patriots tomorrow night, can you at least have a moment of self-awareness and admittance that you screwed up royally by allowing Tom Brady to walk out that door? Admit it. Can you at least be mad enough, Robert Kraft, but especially Bill Belichick, to absolutely admit that? I did what was best for the decision of the team. My rear end. And that is why I am absolutely rooting for a bloodbath. I'm rooting for the Patriots to get completely annihilated at home on national television with the world watching. And I'll be the first to tell you, I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. Will I be happy to see Tom Brady back in New England playing for the Buccaneers? Sure. But let's be honest, it should not have ever come to this point, but it did. That's neither here nor there. We're going to step aside for a music break, but coming up next, more Brady back in New England talk against his former team and why there's a scary proposition that awaits the New England Patriots after this game. I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. Coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out. So hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, never seem to be home. Hello from the outside.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Time for the PSA, and that's brought to you by the folks here at 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to a special edition of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Free Form Radio, here with you live until 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Just want to give everybody a heads up that the regular slot of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, is on Mondays, live from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. It used to be a one-hour show, but it's now 2 hours, and it's Monday afternoons, soon to be Monday nights. And I keep saying soon to be Monday nights because of the earlier sunsets. So if you're driving home on Monday evenings and you want to get away from the madness, tune into the program. Here with you every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Here with you again on Monday afternoon to dissect what on earth we will witness tomorrow night in Foxborough between the Buccaneers and the Patriots. I'm going to be covering it from all angles. The Brady return, the ovation or whatever reaction that there may be, as well as talk about what this game actually means to both teams in the grand scheme of things. That is what I will be talking about on Monday afternoon. So tune in Monday, 5 p.m. Eastern to 7 p.m. Eastern, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Right now, the phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We are going to continue to talk about tomorrow night's reunion between the Buccaneers and the Patriots, and Tom Brady is returning back home. It's going to be emotional, isn't it? We're going to see tears of joy, fans crying and weeping. We love you, Tom Brady. Oh, we miss you so much. Much to the chagrin of Bill Belichick, it's just another game. No, it's not. You let the greatest quarterback of all time walk out the door and you thought that he was near the end. So basically, you doubted your own quarterback. And you want to know what's hilarious? I remember a couple of years ago, Brady was asking for a new contract because he wholeheartedly believed that he can play until he was 45. And the Patriots said no. They didn't literally say no, but through their actions, they practically said, nah, we got to go after the next quarterback. Okay, fine. That was your choice. And now Brady's 44 years old. This was back in, what, 2017? Yeah, 2017. He wanted a new quarterback. Belichick wanted a new quarterback. Brady wanted a new contract. He didn't get that new contract. He believed that he can play until 45. Look at him. He's at the age of 44 right now. And oh, by the way, he turns 45 next August 3rd. So turns out Brady was right. And he actually did, in fact, get better. He got better as he's gotten older. But there is a scary proposition, though. Because for Patriot fans who are still living in the past, there's a new reality that is currently awaiting the New England Patriots after this game. I'm going to tell you exactly what the new reality is. That new reality is that when is going to be the next big game that the Patriots playing after tomorrow night? I want you to legitimately think about this for a moment. Seriously. After tomorrow night, because everybody knows that we know that Brady returning to Gillette, to Foxborough, was going to be the game of the year. And it's no matter what happens, I wholeheartedly believe it is going to be the game of the year regardless. because of the mere fact that this is the headline of the year. Brady, 20 years in New England, 6 Super Bowl championships and 9 Super Bowl appearances, 3 NFL MVPs, returns back to play his old team and a head coach who kicked him to the curb. We all knew what the headlines were going to be. But after this game tomorrow night, because you still got the rest of the NFL season to go, you still got week 5 all the way through week 18, and you got the bye coming up. I believe it's week 14. Yeah, week 14 is the bye for the Patriots. So I want to ask the question, and I want you to call in if you're listening. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. When is the next big game for the Patriots after this one? When is the next big game for the Patriots in which you look at this game and you say, oh my God, this game has got some real juicy storylines and massive implications. I don't see it on the schedule. But they play the Cowboys in a couple of weeks. Stop it. Stop it. That Cowboys game that's going to be on America's Game of the Week on CBS on week 6, Sunday, October 17th, it will not carry the same juice as tomorrow night's Buccaneers and Patriots game. It will not. So I'm going to run off the remaining schedule. You ready? All right. We all know tomorrow, week 4, Buccaneers set. Next Sunday, October 10th, you're in Houston. Week 6, you're at home against the Cowboys. Week 7, you're home against the New York Jets. That's October 24th. Week 8, October 31st, you're in Los Angeles. You're playing the Chargers. Week 9, you are at Carolina, November 7th. Week 10, November 14th, you're home against Cleveland. Week 11, week 18, Thursday Night Football, correction. Thursday Night Football against the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, the site of where you won your most recent Super Bowl title, Super Bowl 53. Week 12, you got the Titans. Week 13, you got the big Monday night game against the Buffalo Bills. And as I mentioned, week 14, that's the bye. Week 15, Indianapolis Colts at Indy. Week 16, that is the day after Christmas. You're at home against Buffalo. That's a 1 o'clock game. That's Sunday, December 26th. Week 17, the day after New Year's Day, Sunday, January 2nd, against Jacksonville. And then week 18, the regular season finale at Miami against the Dolphins on January 9th. So after tomorrow night's game, how many big games that the Patriots have? I'm going to give you the answer. 0. Absolutely 0. And what's amazing to me is that for so long, we have been accustomed to the Patriots playing in the Super Bowl or the AFC title game every single year. After all, they did that for 9 straight years. That's over now. At least for the foreseeable future. Maybe Mac Jones becomes something special. Maybe the Patriots in the next year or two return to being a playoff team. But if we're being completely, totally honest, this is a bad Patriots team, no matter how you slice and dice it. Take your fanhood out of it for a moment and really assess what this team currently is. Yes, Bill Belichick spent a lot of money. He spent a lot of money in free agency to plug in the holes that were sinking the Titanic down in Foxborough. So far, the returns have not been good. So this is not a good team. But the reason why I presented what is going to be a very scary proposition for the New England Patriots is because the Patriots for years were playing in big games week after week, postseason after postseason after postseason. They don't have that anymore. That's gone. That is gone, and we don't know if and when that will return again. So after this game, what will the Patriots be post-Brady reunion, or Brady entanglement, I should call it? What will they be? Because, let's face it, if the Patriots lose this game, they fall to 1-3, and even with the additional week, 18 weeks of football, 17 games, how many wins do you realistically see this team being able to rattle off, given the opponents that I have just all mentioned in the schedule, home and away? How many? Not many. If we're going to assess the Patriots for what they really are, a defense that struggles against the run, a defense that absolutely got scorched by none other than Jameis Winston last week. And then, oh, by the way, you just lost Jameis White on the offensive side of the ball for the season with a hip injury. And you were already struggling to run the ball already to begin with. Ooh, good luck. Good luck along the way. Because Rhamondre Stevenson, I'm not even sure if this is it. Brandon Bolden, I'm not even sure if he's the answer. So with all of the issues that the Patriots currently have, what are some thoughts that come to mind when I say, and when I even ask you, when's the next big game for the Patriots? Don't sit here and tell me Super Bowl 56, because I laugh you right out of the room. I will laugh at you in your face. You honestly believe the Super Bowl is the next big game the Patriots will be, what will be playing in? At least this season? I'm not sold. Not sold. Not even if you try to sell me half of a lamb ready for consumption for dinner. You're not going to sell that to me. Man, I don't know about you, but enjoy this absolute Brady fest that we got going on for the next, let's see, roughly 29, 30 hours left. And I'm talking about from now to the end of the Bucks and Pats game tomorrow night on Sunday Night Football on NBC. Because after that, let's see, we're going to return being back to angry Boston sports personalities who continue to absolutely complain and rip apart this team that the Patriots and Bill Belichick himself put together in hopes of being relevant this season. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Phone lines are open. Here with you for another 15 minutes or so. Call on the 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. Coming up next, the Red Sox postseason chase. I'm going to give you a full-blown update on that, plus your phone calls between now and the end of the show. So if you want to talk baseball, call into the program at 855-915-9636. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuscary Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tufts Reform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org. Thank you for all of you for who have tuned in to this program today, whether if you are in New York or if you're in Philadelphia or anywhere in the greater Boston area and you're tuned into the program. Appreciate it as always. Now, the update. Here's the update as it pertains to the Boston Red Sox pennant chase. Right now, the game is in the bottom of the sixth, and there is a perfect game alert right now. There is a perfect game alert. The Red Sox are up 1-0 over the Washington Nationals, in which right now it looks like Garrett Richards has got a perfect game going right now. That's what it looks like. And I absolutely stand corrected. Tanner Houck, he pitched 5 innings and it has 8 strikeouts. Right now, pitching for the Boston Red Sox is Garrett Richards. So that game is 1-0 in the bottom of the 6th inning. And man, when I tell you that the American League pennant race, especially the American League wild card, has gotten a lot more tighter. It's gotten a lot more tighter today. And you can thank one man in particular, Brandon Lau of the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm telling you, dude had himself quite a game today. And this is exactly what it sounded like, courtesy of Bally Sports Sun, the Tampa Bay Rays regional sports network that broadcasted the game. This is Dwayne Stats, the legendary television voice of the Tampa Bay Rays, on the call of Brandon Lau's 3 home run game.
So now 2 outs with 2 men on, and here's Brandon Lau. Brandon with 36 home runs. He shoots this one into right, a liner that's gone.
Wonder if the Yankee fans are booing their own ballpark. It's just a low line drive that went 349, and this one of the only places in the game where that's a home run.
That was the Tampa Bay Rays radio network, 620 AM WDAE, in that last few seconds. This is now home run number 2 coming up.
It was out, and including Tropicana Field, and it certainly didn't look like it there. That would have been out of Yosemite.
There's another shot to deep right, and that one is going to get out of here.
It's another 3-run homer, just like the first one. He's got a pair of them today, 6 runs batted in, 38 home runs now for Lau, and it's 6-1 Rays in the third inning. My.
That was Bally Sports Sun, the TV call, and then the last part of that call, that was WDAE, courtesy of the call.
My goodness.
Wow, a 2-2.
Homer number 3.
And he lifts this one into right field. That ball's got a chance to go. Gone! Home run, the third of the day.
It's a 3-homer game for Brandon Lau, number 39. And the Rays lead 9-2.
What a day for Lau, his third home run.
7 runs batted in.
Pretty amazing.
Yep.
That was Dwayne Stats, the Rays Radio Network, and that was Michael Kay and Ken Singleton towards the end of that clip there on Brandon Lau's 3 home run game, in which this is bad news for the New York Yankees and potentially great news for the Boston Red Sox. Right now, as I mentioned, the Red Sox are in the bottom of the 6th, 2 outs, 1-0 lead over the Washington Nationals. So that means if the Red Sox win this game, they are tied with the New York Yankees for the top spot in the American League wild card. But also keep in mind of this important side note, the Red Sox have the tiebreaker because the Red Sox went 10-9 against the Yankees during this past regular season. And what that also means is that the Mariners, they have to win tonight in order to keep pace, and as well as the Blue Jays, they are leading pretty right now. They are leading 10-1 in the top of the ninth inning. That game is just about to wrap up. But the Mariners have to win tonight. It's a big one for them. And the Red Sox, if they hold on, they are now within a virtual tie, holding the tiebreaker for the top spot for the American League wildcard race. The Mariners, they would remain a game back. And the game that they're playing later tonight, that is a 9:10 p.m. Eastern time first pitch. So that's going to be a really huge one as it pertains to the American League wildcard race. And if the Toronto Blue Jays, and they're about to wrap this game up, as it looks like, they are going to be only a half game out. They're only going to be a half game out. What a turn of events. Seriously. If you are a baseball fan, how do you not love this chaos that's absolutely unfolding right now? I mean, goodness grief. Ladies and gentlemen, in case you may have forgotten or whatever, every single game tomorrow starts at 3 p.m. Eastern time, 3:10 first pitch, including the West Coast games, including all West Coast games. They start at 3 p.m. Eastern time, 12 o'clock Pacific time. So, if you are a Yankee fan, if you are a Red Sox fan, if you are a Blue Jays fan, if you are a San Francisco Giants fan, if you are a Cardinals fan, if you are a Dodger fan, today and tomorrow are two of the biggest days of the regular season. This is it. This is it in terms of the regular season. There's nothing else after tomorrow. So, if you want chaos, if you've been rooting for chaos, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You got chaos now. You got exactly what you wished for. And my goodness, we all knew how good the Tampa Bay Rays are. But you want to talk about an absolute implosion on the part of the New York Yankees? This is it. This is absolutely it. And by the way, it's now the end of six innings of play. Red Sox are currently leading 1-0 over the Nationals. They're going to the top of the seventh inning. So only got maybe a moment or two left of this program before I sign off. And I want to give you my final thoughts on this program, which is brought to you by yours truly, Shukri Writes on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Man, I've been saying this for years. As someone whose birthday is coming on Tuesday. Yes, my birthday is coming up on Tuesday. I've been telling people for years that my birthday is literally seated in the best time of the year. Why? Baseball playoffs. That's number one. Number two, the NFL season's already well underway. Number three, the NHL. The NHL is back. Preseason is well underway. The regular season will start a week from Wednesday, October 12th. Man. And then, oh, by the way, NBA preseason's coming back. It's right around the corner. Training camp is already underway. How much more can you possibly ask for if you're a sports fan? Whew! It gets me all excited, if you know what I mean, now that I think about it. And of course, I'm going to keep it zipped up and keep it in my pants. Man, I'm fired up. I am fired up. Blue Jays, that game has gone final. Excuse me. They have won this game against Baltimore, against the Orioles, 10-1. So now, it's getting really interesting. We got one more day of regular season games. Toronto is now a half game back. So let's assume that the Red Sox win. The Red Sox and Yankees are tied with identical records going into the regular season finale tomorrow. And the Blue Jays will only just be a half game back. I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that all of Canada will be watching tomorrow for the Blue Jays. They have to win tomorrow. The Mariners, if they lose again tonight, you could practically tell them to kiss the postseason goodbye. They have to win tonight. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it at all. But man, so let me make this one last point before I sign off officially. So here's what will have to happen if we have a four-way tie. Yankees would have to lose to the Tampa Bay Rays tomorrow. Red Sox would have to win. Actually, no, I stand corrected. Let's say the Red Sox win. They win today. They're tied, right? Yankees, Red Sox, they go into tomorrow tied, right? Yankees win tomorrow. Red Sox lose. Toronto wins. And the Mariners win. There is a way that you could very possibly, and I do mean very possibly, have a four-way tie come Monday. We have not seen this ever in the history of the two-team wild card. Remember, the wild card era began back in 1995. But baseball shifted over to the two-game, the two-team wild card stand, American League and National League.